Okay, we go five short parshas. Naso post Shavuos ideas. Toshin Pei Gimel. Then Shmili Nishmas Esther Tehila. Bas Rav Gavriel Pinchas. So the Shabbos after Shavuos is called Shabbos Nach Shavuos. And so in the Sefer Yad Yotayrah, what's this Indian of calling Shabbos after Shavuos? Shabbos Nach Shavuos. We don't call have a name for anything else by the other Moadim. Shabbos Nach Pesach or Shabbos Nach Simchas Torah Sukkis. What's Pshat? What's calling the Shabbos Shabbos Nach Shavuos? So the Sefer quotes the B'yana Rebbe, quotes the Gemara Chagiyah and Chavav on the base. And we know that anytime they had the Lechem Aponim would be magic, it would be a Nez Golo, Nasa B'Lechem Aponim, Kisuju Kak Siluko. Every time they put down the fresh Chala, every week, every Friday, it would be new. Uba Regal, and when they do this in the Regal, B'Shabbos Chol Moi, K'Mishma Chlifa L'Zalecha B'Shabbos Moboiker, they would switch it on Shabbos morning. However, for Pesach and Sukkot, that would work because you have Shabbos Chol Moed. But Sukkot is only one day. Lo yachul liros lahu nisharim l'Shabbos she'achav liros l'neis. There was no neis. There was no Shabbos because Shabbos is only one day. Pesach and Sukkot, 7 days. You have a Shabbos Chol Moed when you switch out the bread Shabbos morning to see it. But Shabbos, you won't have it for Shabbos because Shabbos was only one day. Says the B'yana Rebbe, l'fish b'chaga Shabbos hayu nisharim l'Shabbos she'achav. Because you want to know why? Because the remnant, the effects, and the Kedusha of Shavuos continue on until the Shabbos after, in order to show the miracle of the Lechem Aponim, to show at the end of the day that once even Matan Torah started, Shavuos is still going. The Kedusha of Torah. And this is actually the halacha. Rabbi Goldberg quoted this in the halacha. It's brought down by the poskim. Why don't you say Tachanun? Why is he talking them? Because of Tashlumin. Not because of, it's a Sheva Brachos of the Chatzah, beautiful. Because if you miss the day of the carbon, every single day, the 7 days after, you have the ability to bring the carbon back. So that means, at the end of the day, we're not just in these days of after Shavuos, it's Mama Shavuos. We're still at the Sheva Brachos, we're still at the Chasna, we're still dancing with the Rabban Hashem, feeling Kedusha, feeling the Or, feeling the light and the energy of the Yemdav Shavuos, the Shabbos, Shabbos, not just Shabbos Nazar, but Shabbos Nach Shavuos. To continue on with the themes and the events and the lessons of Yontif, of Matan Torah, of Shavuos, of Kedusha Salima, Kedusha living a Torah with Torah and fire and energy. Idea number two. Idea number two comes from the Sfarot of Ashma HaNefesh HaHi. So we see that at the end of the day, when it comes to Gezel Ager, when it comes to when a person is going to be stealing, they have to be a carbon Ashram. And the Sfarot says, who's this referring to? It's referring to stealing from the convert. The Sfarot says, first, the one who steals from a convert to Yiddishkeit. Why? Why is that carbon asham? Why? Ki omnam ha'gozo also. You're stealing from a convert. Mechal shim alakov b'inei ager. Sherba lachos tachas kenofav. He wanted to join the Jewish army. He wanted to join the Jewish family. And now you're stealing from him? Harming him is considered a trespass against Hashem. Because the person had the ideal, the ideology to come to Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. If he disobeyed Kadosh Baruch Hu's name by deceiving him, it's the biggest chal Hashem. We have to know, when you put on a yarmulke, even if you don't put on a yarmulke, when we're Jewish, we're Yidden, we represent the Rabban Hashem, we represent the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I saw an incredible article in Mishpacha, the soccer player who gave it all in just for the Torah Kedosha, because he wanted to know. He was one of the top soccer players in Israel, but he wanted to make a bigger difference. And he was living a double life. When Rav Funder said it wasn't a double life, Rav Funder would say it would expand the life, but he was playing on Shabbos. He just getting in cars and jobs, he couldn't do it anymore. When you have the ability to, now he's a huge Makarev, huge Rav in Eretz Yisrael. For example, look at a Mishpacha online, it's from Gedalia Genberg, incredible article. When you have the ability to affect others, that's what being a Yid is about. That's what we learn, right? The Kuzhitzer Maggid says, when we learn, Mishnah Pergeva says, and I believe in the fourth Pelag, Limos Amanas Alamed. You learn in order to teach, not just learning for yourself. Learning for yourself to teach. Ki adam la amal yula. We're here in this world to work. Says the Kuzhus Magid. Ki adam la amal. La amal is lilmot amanas lalamid. We learn and we study and we sit and we go into Torah Sanigla, Torah Sanistar, in order to inspire and affect others. And this over here, this Sfarot is the opposite of that. You're causing someone who wants to be part of the Jewish family, who wants to be part of the Jewish tradition, you're affecting their Yiddishkeit because you're making the Boshim look bad. At the end of the day, the same way, Chas V'Shalom, it could be bad, it could also be good. To make sure, taking every mitzvah and every opportunity to make Kabbalah Shemaim, to bring others on Tachas Kanfi Hashchino, to inspire others to make grow with our kindness, our love, and compassion of others. Adin number three. Adin number three comes from the Rami Amos. The Rami Amos was Yartzeh was just on Shavuos. Vav Beis Ishu Ishu Kiyafli Nidor Neder Neder Lazil Hashem. Someone, a man or woman, wants to become a Nazir. When Rashi on the spot quotes the Gemara of Chazal Brachas Samach Gimel Manav Laminets for Parshas Nazir the Parshas Sotah. Why is it the topics in the Torah? The Nazir is next to Sotah. Lomracha Shukal Roya Sotah Bekukul Yazir Atzam in the Yain. Tell that anyone who sees the Sotah in her disgrace will remove himself from wine. And the Beis Yisrael quoted his father, the Imri Amos, that if we see that a person can learn from the bad, Shemidah Tov Merubah Nishmikachim Atzam Oz Loboim Lerov Sotah Bekukul. The Imri Amos brings this fascinating point, passing in perspective, that when you the Nazir sees that how the Sotah messed up, the Midah Tov Merubah means that the positive outweighs the better. And when you realize that you outweigh and to make sanctify yourself, and you don't even come to see the sotah in her disgrace. You're not gonna even come to see it. Because you're so busy with being good and making sure that you're infecting yourself and surrounding with Kedusha. That's what Kutzka Rebbe says. Someone came to the Kutzka and said, how do you have to excuse me? Let alone the weather over here after Yontif. How did the Chassidim, how do you fight the Yitzhahara? He said, Mama Mechassim, they were so busy with the Yitzhah Toiv, they don't have time for the Yitzhahara. This is what the Beis Yisrael added on to the Ermi Amos, his father. Koich HaTorah, Efshel Yitzgarba, Aliyin Olam Hazeh, Shrei Parsha Zu, Nikra Pi Rov Acher Kabasu Torah, Lomash Koich HaTorah, Efshel Agil Ladargis Nazi. He says, you want to know how to sanctify yourself, that you don't even come to see the Sotah in her disgrace? Because look at the Parsha, Parsha's Noso, 176 Psukim, 99.9% of the time, is read always after Yontav, after Shavuos, at least in America, because at the end of the day, for what the Torah is teaching us, Koich HaTorah is able to bring us up to a level of a Nazir, to understand it's not just about learning to stay away from the negative, but it's also realizing that every single time you go into that spiritual gym, you go into that same Echad in the morning, davening, learning in kindness and midos, become a transformed person, become a different person, an uplifted person. When an incredible insight from the Imre Amos, when not only you won't even see the soul because you're so busy, he's so holy, he's on everybody on their own level, beautiful Imre Amos, Kutzker, and Beis Yisrael, Adin number four. Adin number four, we're going to stick with the Beis Yisrael, La'avi, La'imo, La'achav, La'achos, La'itam, La'am, and La'isim. So someone comes to Nazir, in the sixth paragraph, seventh pasuk, if the Nazir's father or mother, or brother or sister died, the kid can't purify himself to go to their funeral. Noilam asked, Adam Ezra asked, and Beis Yisrael asked, I understand. If the Kohen can, Kohen's allowed to, why can't the Nazir? Times when the Nazir, Lohodel, come, I feel a Shiva Krov, and I shouldn't come a Kohen. Shouldn't come a Krov, what's the difference? It's very, very different. Ki a Kohen kibel kudoshim in a Shemayim, lachen yachali tamo the Krov. Shemayim, he gets his kahuna from Shemayim. Like Kodesh Baruch tells him not to be a Matame here, and tells him to be a Matame here. In a lachosh mikach. It won't hurt his holiness. Because the Rebbeinu Shem is telling him, you have an inherent Kedusha, an inherent DNA for being a Kohen. The Nazir who took the Kedusha upon himself, it's not inherent, he took it upon himself. He has to have an extra Shmira. He has an extra Shmira because he doesn't have that inherent, that DNA, that Kahuna from the Rebbeinu Shem. He took it upon himself. So he has to be extra strict because he doesn't have it from that wherewithal that those dargas from the Rebbeinu Shem, so he can't even tame for his karevav. And I think that's a tremendous lesson. I mean, Simon always comes from the Toldasach of Yosef. You know, when it comes to the Mizbeach, like why wasn't a ramp? You have to do things one thing at a time, one step at a time. You can't compare yourself to others. Everything has got to be one step at a time, especially in Yiddishkeit, especially after Yom Tov, it can be on such a high. We want to finish Masechtos. We want to be the most patient parent and son and teacher and this and that. One step at a time. And don't compare yourself to others. Take it one step at a time, one day at a time, one minute at a time. That's when they're on different playing fields, the Kohen and the Nazir. The Nazir, the Kohen has the inherent condition from the Rebbeinu Shem. He already has that Shmir Yisera, but the Nazir doesn't. And he has to add in a few extra levels of Shmir Yisera and guards. Maybe we have to make sure also before the summer, we have to make those extra Gedorim. If our schedules are different and the climates are changing, we have to make sure those extra gedarim. You could say also, like Rav Shor always likes to say, beautiful idea from the Beis Yisrael, Dr. Yosef and Rav Shor, idea number five. Well, idea number five, I think very appropriate after Yontif of Shavuos, Yivarech Hashem Yishmecha, Vav Chav Dalet. Rav Moshe Leib of Sassov, one of the classical Hasidic Rebbes, said you have a very, very interesting point. Very, 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 why does Bechus Kodim Yivarechacha, Yishmerecha Vichuneka? Everything's in singular, not in the plural. Said Rav Moshe Leib of Sassov to teach us that the greatest bracha is Achdus. The greatest bracha, there's unity in community, is family. When we feel that like we're one unit, that's the greatest bracha, right? In Kli Mazik, El Nafsi L'Sham. The greatest bracha, as I'll say, is when the Sham is Achdus. You want to know how to take the end of Shavuos with you? Mein Derech Eretz Ein Torah. The Rabbi Naon says in Pirkei Avos in Paragimel, if you don't have Derech Eretz, you don't have Midos and love and kindness and compassion for others, Ein Torah. Which means, Im Yesh Derech Eretz, Im Yesh Ahava, Im Yesh Kedushas Avos Abrios, if you have love and togetherness and unity and compassion for others, then you have Torah. Then you can take Shavuos into the month, into the summer months. The Boshim, older Boshim wants to see is the Achdus of his children, the love and the compassion and unity. That's what Arizal put down. They put on the Arizal's kever when a person dams, you take upon yourself the mitzvah of Hachamovcha. Before you come to dam to the Bonasham, Hashem wants our Father wants to see. Caring for your brother and sister, showing love and kindness and compassion, not only to the strangers, but Dafka, your family. How you acting with your family, that will show you how your Torah, how your Shavuot, so let's review these five ideas. Beautiful, Mashal Dabasasov, Vinyon Adiyat, let's review these five ideas. The first idea we said, it's called Shabbos Nach Shavuos to be on. Rabbi said, Gemara Menachos tells us, like the Vachem Apanim, you had every seven days Shabbos morning, they would say change, and they would see, they'd be able to see the nays on the miracle of Shabbos Chol Moed for Pesach and for Sukkot. But Shabbos, there is no Shabbos Chol Moed for Shavuos. So Dafka then, it would make it Shabbos Nach Shavuos because the Kedusha and the Or would be would still be everlasting, the Shabbos of the Shavuos after Shavuos, and the bread would still be the Haros as a nays to show you. That Shavuos never left you. It's one long yontif, one long chuppah. And at the end of the day, that's why we don't say, Rabbi Goldberg said that we don't say tachanun, because you have to have shlumen. The Rosh Hashanah says, because the Kedusha Sahor of the Moadim is continuing around the month of Siva, especially in the week after, continuing that's what's called Shabbos Nach Shavuos. Because to show you that the nis, that love and the compassion, that light is still continuing. The Svarno of Ashman Nevashahit's talking, we have to bring a carbon Hashem. When you Gezel HaGer, stealing from a convert. Because he came to the Yiddishkeit and he wanted to be part of Hashem's nature. Now you're stealing from him. That's the biggest, nothing worse than that. And then you saw that great article Mishpacha about that soccer, an incredible soccer player. One of like the top 10 soccer players in Eretz Yisrael, became left with all millions of dar. Come a Rebbe, come a Rav, and that was a huge Makar in Eretz Yisrael. And that's what the Kushner's Magic says, we don't just learn for ourselves. Ki odom la'omo yula, la'omo's limon amunasalam. We learn in order to teach. We learn in order to teach to make sure to bring kosher in anything and everything that we do. Third idea is from the MS, Ishu Isha. Someone becomes a soto. So why do they have the story of Sota and the next Nazir? Omer Hamasha, Nazir sees the Sota messed up of wine, he's going to stay away from the wine. But Midimid Tomerun Ruba says MS. And a person sanctifying himself so close to the Baruch Hashem, you're not going to come to see that because you're so close to the Baruch Hashem. And the Kotzker Rebbe says, that's why I'm on the Chassim, don't need to have that heavy Yitzhar, because I'm going to be so busy with the Yitzhar Tov, the basis of Shalom, the Koyach HaTorah, that's what we read Nasser after, to show you can be even on the level of a Nazir, where you fully dedicate yourself to the Baruch Hashem, filled with Kedusha, filled with Ahava, filled with the Yitzhar Tov, the further if it's staying with the basis of Shalom. Why isn't Nazir allowed to get Matami just like a coin is? Says the basis of Shalom. Now, other Shalom on the Avenue, the Hakashapar also brings this down. The question gives a different answer. But it's Shalom says, because the Kohen God is Kedusha from the Bona Shalom. The Nazir made Kedusha for himself. He used to have Shmir Seir. And Rosh Shor says, when you do things yourself, you have to make sure that you bring extra Shmir for yourself, especially in the summer months. So Zakar Yosef, one step at a time, don't take upon yourself too many things too fast, and you're going to come crumbling down. That's why Mizbech is with the ramp, one step at a time. Ramosh Leib Aslasar, finally, the fifth and final idea. It's all about Achdus, Yibarach, Shav, Yerach, Merach, why is it in singular? To show you the greatest bracha, is Be'ahava, the Kohanim, is Oiv Sabrit from the Karmel of Torah. To be like Aaron and Kohen, to be Achdus, the greatest bracha is with love and blessing. That's why all the brachas of Kohanim are with the bracha in singular form, in Yachim and Rabim. Greatest bracha is in Klimasi El of Hashem. Because bracha is Shom. And then there are saying Torah, you know, yourself, because you can't have Torah, can't be a Kli in yourself without having Achdus. But if Yesh Derech Eretz, if there is love, there is compassion, Yesh Torah, then there's a Shechinu. Shezoch to feel the Kedusha Shabbos Nach Shuvos. Shezoch to always bring Kavod Shemaim in anything, everything we do. Shezoch, that is Hashem, to always be busy with our Yitzhar Tov, to always be make sure we do ourselves, the Shmir Yisera, and take things one thing at a time. through the loving, compassionate, caring person that we all know we could be. Bezalel Hashem Yishkoach.